WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The enemy doesn't necessarily want to put you in the grave. You know, he knows it doesn't take that, and God wouldn't let him do that anyway. What he wants to do is cause you to waver. What did he speak to Eve? Hath God surely said? That's all he said. But it cast a seed of doubt. It caused her to waver, to vacillate. That word waver, double-minded, means twin-souled. You know, today he loves me. Tomorrow he loves me not. Next day he loves me. Next day he loves me not. You don't know whether he loves you or not. Because the tension is between one thought and another thought. And God says, let not that man or that woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. Because it ties God's hands. Because God is a faith God. See, as long as Abraham was wavering, he believed in God, but he wasn't believing God. Come on, let's bring it home. We believe in God. You can believe in God and still be wavering. In your current situation. Help us, Holy Ghost. I said, help us, Holy Ghost. You can believe in God and be wavering right now. Struggling with your situation. But when he became fully persuaded, something kicked off in the natural realm that wasn't natural. With both he and Sarah, he came home from hunting one evening. He came in with a pep in his step. You know, Sarah had the candles all lit, and she's looking good, and had his favorite meal. They knew something was on. What happened? When they believed God, I said, when they believed God, something happened. And it manifested. Long as they were believing in God. But when they took hold of what God said and brought it home into the present, Sarah was 90. Abraham was 100. And they still had a healthy little Isaac. Huh? Isaac wasn't deformed enough when he was born. Matter of fact, Isaac means laughter. Come on, y'all follow this thing here. 100 years old, 90 years old. But when they believed God, it says, Abraham being fully persuaded, staggered not at the promise of God. See, through unbelief. See, unbelief will stagger you. We've all been there. I've been there many times where these things hit you and go to staggering. You're just like a drunk person. You know, you believe in God. You believe, but you're staggered. But when you start believing God, all of a sudden you square your shoulders. Something starts happening inside of you. That caterpillar starts weaving that cocoon. Saying it's time to take some wings now. Time for the fulfillment of a promise now. Hello, somebody. See, we're waiting on God, and God is waiting on us. What you doing waiting on God? You pray and ask God, Lord, what you doing? He said, waiting on you. See, the thing is, people get afraid to bust moves. I've done it all my life. Sometimes they were the wrong moves. but they were moves nonetheless. and I learned. Well, see, I'm of this persuasion. My wife will testify this, I know. I would much rather miss the target shooting at it than miss it not shooting at all. You're going to miss some, but there are going to be some you hit a bullseye. There'll be some you hit direct. Change your life forever. Change everything forever. Some people are ready. You're on the brink. You're on the threshold of God changing some stuff forever. Come on, come on. See, you've been at the threshold for a long time. You've been peeking in. You've been a hoping and a praying. But I feel in my heart this year, God's going to change some stuff that's going to change your life forever. And I mean in a good way, in a powerful way, in a dynamic way. Change. You're going to reach some goals. You're going to realize some things you've been hoping for years. And let me tell you something. It's the darkest just before the dawn. It gets real dark just before that sun pokes his head up. Just before the new day comes. That's the darkest time of the day. Amen. Tell somebody, don't be afraid of the dark. Just keep letting that light of yours shine. Amen. Some things are going to change. You don't even see where God's coming from. It's going to be serendipity. You just stay in the path. God got some stuff waiting on you in the path. Some, God's going to prepare your table right in the midst of your enemies. You're going to be being blessed. People still going to be talking about you. Talking behind your back and stuff. While God just pouring it on you, blessing you. You're just increasing. You're just going on. You're going to be looking good. You're going to be sounding good. You're going to be having a favor. They still going to be talking about you. See, it don't matter how they talk about you when you got some money. You know, let God give somebody a few million. 250,000. All of a sudden, all that talk that used to trouble you, you ain't even hear it now. Did you say something? Bless your child. Hey, you start loving your enemies. Tell me I'm telling the truth. Now we know money ain't everything, but money answers a lot of things. And I know God gonna put money in people's hands. Amen. He's gonna put money in people's hands. In some hands, he's gonna put lots of money. Because there's lots of work to do, and God knows their heart. He knows that they are instrumental in building and establishing his kingdom. And God says, I got you earmarked to prosper you. It's God that gives us power to get wealth. For what? That he may establish his covenant. When I think of myself as God thinks about me, I put attention on my inner man. I'm living from within. And I become what we call or term spiritually minded. I'm listening more to what God is saying in my heart than what my money's saying when there's a lack of it, or what my environment is saying when it's a challenging environment. I'm not listening to that. I'm listening to what God is saying. You often hear me say, I remember this so vividly, so clear. One time I was having so many deep challenges and in the environment, just things going wrong, stuff breaking down, you know, this, do that, trouble from every quarter almost. And I heard in my heart a song. You know, it wasn't me, you know, just trying to, you know, sing some spiritual praises. No, this came from the Lord. It was a song, I Got a Feeling. You know, I wasn't singing it. I was worried about the problems I was facing. And I heard this song, I Got a Feeling. everything's going to be all right. And I heard it again. I got a feeling. I'm thinking, that ain't me singing. That must be the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost must be telling me something that I'm not seeing here. And I just joined in with him in harmony. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. And guess what? After a little while, them chains start breaking. My mind started to shift. And guess what? Everything was all right. But see, we must learn to listen to the inner man. That's what being spiritually minded is all about. When we listen to the inner man, because we'll see all kind of stuff, S-T-U-F. The four-letter word. It'll happen all in the environment. But you can't be governed by that. That cannot be the one that manipulates your mindsets. Even in the face of defeat. When they entered Canaan, the spies came back and said, you know, the land was just like Moses said, or just like God said, but we saw the giants. That's all that was in their mind. They saw the land, but we saw the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our sight. See, in their sight, they were like grasshoppers. And so in the giant's sight, they were like grasshoppers. Hear this. If you are a grasshopper in your own sight, then your enemy sees you as a grasshopper. That's what he sees you as. But if you see yourself as a mighty man or a mighty woman of valor, come on, anointed and appointed by God. When you let the enemy know you have an assignment, huh? Come on, I said, when you let the enemy know I'm on an assignment, all of heaven is backing up this assignment. I've been authorized, deputized, baptized. Amen, I'm carrying dunamis. Hello, when you know these things, guess what the enemy does? He hides and he watches. When you enter a room, he leaves the room. Because he don't want your mouth on him. Amen. Don't you know? See, words have to do with the power of persuasion. That's how people follow Jesus, his words. Of course, the things that were wrought as far as the miracle, but his words, your words carry the power of persuasion. Amen. Words are spirit. Amen. And they're not just speaking to people. When you speak forth, when Joshua spoke, he wasn't speaking to people, he spoke to the sun, an inanimate object.
We are continuing in part 23 of Mega Grace. What you are changes you. We struggle when our heart and mind aren't in harmony. Saints must allow the Holy Spirit to have its way in their life, or the warfare of the mind will continue to be evident. Renewing the mind daily is imperative for the Spirit to change you into who God created you to be. Many believe in God, but many don't believe God. Joshua believed in God because in the book of Joshua chapter 10, he commanded the sun to stand still. Joshua's faith was strong and his trust was solidified. He made this command in the sight of Israel. Joshua was being changed in the midst of his battle because his mind was being renewed. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.